So we're back at the rendezvous point. We're back at the car, so to speak. We've got the whole gang's here. Johnny Coburg was here a minute ago. He's over there.
We're all here.
Someone's kicking a football.
This is unusual.
We've got Mother Goose. We've got
and
the doctor.
I'm not Mother Goose. Yep. I am now Major J.
What's the J stand for?
Huh?
You're Major J. What does the J stand for?
The G stands for Goose.
The G stands for Goose, but don't tell anyone about that.
Major G.
Major G. You're Major G.
We're not mentioning the Goose.
We've got Major G. Don't mention the Goose. We've got Eric, of course.
And
we've
got the doctor. We love everybody.
We love everybody. The Major would like to say a few words, I think.
Really? Am I speaking to someone, or is this just like, yeah, don't?
Oh,
I'm speaking to your blog. Hello, blog.
I've spoken to it before.
Blog, I have spoken to you before. I'm very friendly with you, and like, I'm very happy to be speaking to you again. This has been a fabulous weekend. Seriously, you cannot believe the weekend that we've had. These guys have broken in. They were covered in pig shit, but they were still so happy.
It is all credits to Sarah. She's the one.
Yeah. And totally, Major G had to go through major traumas in finding the campsite, but we found it, and like everyone was so happy. And then we all camped, and like what's his name? Eric Woozy. Eric Wittes, like fully snored, honked would be the better word, in my ear all night, but that was okay because I love him anyway. And we all got really cuddly, apart from like the Coburg man, and who was in the car. But that was okay because we feel very close to him anyway, and we've now got two tents, which is like a bonus.
Eric was good enough to set up mine.
Yeah. Eric was good enough, and this man here, who would be Dr. something or other, Dr. Musket. Yeah, they all set up the tent, and that was all cool. And my cigarette's gone out again, I think. Yes, it has. We've just got a pair of like size 14, 16 underwear turn up in the house, and we don't know whose it is because no one is size 14, 16. No one will claim it. They're fairly, like, largest underwear that have just turned up. And
we'll take a picture of it for the blog.
Yes, we will take a picture. Because it is part of our experience here, and we love it too. Yeah. And they're black, so they're kind of sexy in their own way. And even though they're, like, Bonds and, like, you know, just ordinary.
They're covered in shit.
You know, they have been loved. You can tell that they've been loved. And it looks like the Coburg Meister is trying to pull some moves at the moment. Yeah. We are still pre-pilling right here, right now, and we're all very happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got to say, I think. I think I've been talking fairly frequently, so like I'll hand you back over to the owner of the phone.
I see, that was extensive. It was comprehensive. It was everything I think has been covered. We need to take a picture of the underwear, the mysterious underwear.
Harry has to have a word.
Harry?
Oh, I have to have a word.
Who's Harry? Oh, the doctor.
The doctor.
Doctor?
Doctor, forgive me.
Doctor.
And the doctor.
We've got the major, the doctor.
The doctor.
Eric.
Is in.
All
right.
The thing.
Well, it's been an interesting afternoon. Wandering around, getting pissed. Seeing very good bands. Damn, that reggae was cool.
Did you see Aunt Brit? You didn't see Aunt Brit.
Didn't see Aunt Brit.
We saw Andrew,
we saw Andrew W.K., and he was enthusiasm personified. He was jumping around the stage. He was jumping off the stage. He played the crowd like nothing else I've ever seen. His music was crap, but then again, I haven't heard the harpsichord in quite some time at a music festival.
What did you put on? Oh, you blog. Ah, oh, yeah, blog.
Apart from that, the impromptu punch made with goon and rum is spectacular. Oh my, yes. It's a pity that we have very little rum left, but we have scads, absolute scads of alcohol left. Mostly goon, unfortunately, but it's all gone. All the beer is gone. But, I think that's enough for me. I should hand you over to
Johnny hasn't spoken yet.
Johnny Coburg.
Oh my God, he's the man. Look,
the man with the plan.
Oh my God.
Are you George Clooney? I think you're George Clooney. I think you are.
I think he needs to add to why he's like showing off all his chest hair.
Why?
Johnny Coburg is a
Johnny Coburg doesn't
man.
Need a reason.
Yeah, Johnny Coburg is impetuous. He just doesn't have to fucking answer these questions. It's an enigma.
All right, like, give us your thoughts then.
I'm thinking we're going to this gig, 555 Band Anonymous. I'm not sure what they're called, but apparently the Cam Doctor recommends it.
We can find
it. And where's that vodka, by the way?
I think that's all. Thank you. Love your work.